Trash Planet contains themes of desperation and poverty. We portray a comedic, absurd, and violent world. For a full list of content warnings, please see the episode description.
You see three people in black flak armor. They are holding guns. They are holding batons. They are ready to fucking rumble. And you go, oh, fuck, this is Johnny Law. You see that the biggest one of them has like a really, really small mask where it just goes into the nostrils and it's like a tube into the mouth. So you can totally see his face. He walks up real slow and he has a huge, he has a brand on his face. It's wings. Like, somebody hit him with a brand that is all the way on the side of his face. This is the Johnny Law faction, and there are three of them, and now there are four of you and three of them and one Jim Bob Marscapone on the floor. This guy's walking up real slow. He actually, like, nods to you as he walks. He's like, hey.
Is he one of the three or in addition to the three?
He's one of the three, okay. Yeah. He just says to you real slow, looks over, bald guy, big brand on his face. Hey!
Hello?
Lottie, he doesn't give a fuck about you. He doesn't, like, he just walks right by. You see the two people with him, they are not paying a lot of attention to what's going on. You see that their weapons, their eyes are pointed on Jim Bob. And you just immediately are like, uh-oh, the game has changed. Keeps walking.
Is the action over there? Like,
yep,
still,
the action's
okay,
over
yeah.
there. He's just walking real slow. The two are up front. They moved on you. But he's just going to continue. Where would you like to send the action, Connie?
God. I think at the moment, Enla's the only one of us who's safe and able to act.
Yeah, but... Enla, what do you do?
Yeah, so Enla has just watched Tank and Connie take down, or at least attempt to take down Jim Bob, and then have watched and narrowly avoid Johnny Law hitting Connie in the head. Like, oh, fuck. Like, we're in over our heads.
Yeah, real quick, does anyone have experience with Johnny Law?
So as soon as Enla sees the all-black uniforms and the wings, she starts to panic. Fuck, not a big Johnny. Fuck, 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 fuck. Guys, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
I think we're in too deep now.
Shit.
Connie, you twist over and you see a dude with, like, flak jacket, big scary helmet, and a baseball bat, like, over you. Like, you are kneeling on the ground and this guy is on top of you and you and Tank are on top of Jim Bob and it's like, oh, shit. Yeah. And, like, what do you do?
Fuck, I got rid of these guys one time over in Pig Beach, but... So I'm going to try to get the high ground, so I'm going to try and get back up on the roof.
Okay.
If I can. So that's, I know it's going to most likely be a roll of some kind. And it's going to cost a flashback. Okay. So guys, what happens if we're in like a crowded place when we get this guy? Like, I feel like we need to have a tactic. So, I mean, I don't know. I met this magician the other day, like in my performance artist class, and he had this really cool like smoke bomb thing. I'm thinking that might help. I don't know. I just help us get away if we need to, because we're not killing this guy. So we gotta.
Yeah, you.
That sounds so cool.
Tank, please don't touch these. Okay, they're really expensive, and I don't. We only have like two of them. Okay.
When Enla's not looking, I grab one.
Fuck yeah. Okay, if you want to use your flashback... Also, we're putting a real big fucking pin in Enla's performance art class. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, just like, what? That?
Okay. That's the whole next arc. Okay. Anyway, I would allow you to not use a flashback because this isn't really a complicated thing. It's just like, I thought I'd bring smoke bombs, so okay. I brought smoke bombs. But I will say, if you were light load, and I'm going to say this is your whole load.
Okay, like, even though Tank took one of them?
Oh, okay, this is two of your loads. Tank, this is one load for you.
Okay, well, I used it immediately.
So
I do.
Oh, it doesn't exist.
There's only one. Yeah.
Okay. No. This happened in the Scream and Slice, and Petra is like chopping vegetables, and then the camera's just on her as smoke is like rising in the building. Yeah.
Tank.
What's it mean?
Incredible. All right, and like you have one smoke bomb. It cost you 2 load.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, and we came up with some sort of exit phrase before we for when we needed to bail. So, or try to bail, I guess. So I throw down the smoke bomb and I say, "Night pigs! Night pigs!"
All right, now we have another clock that exists and it is at 3 out of 4 ticks, and it is Johnny Law executes Jim Bob Marscapone. Just FYI. Yeah, sorry, y'all walked in on something crazy here. You know what? I think what you're trying to do is escape, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is the goal, yes.
I'm going to say if you're successful on this, you will give everyone here a bonus dice. Like, I don't know that you're going to fill out a clock right now, but mm-hmm. I think, like, how about you roll for me here, roll a touch, and then what you're doing is like a setup for your buddies, right? Like, it's the smoke bomb, it's the getting a higher vantage point.
Oh, gee. It's a 1!
Okay, they're going to execute Jim Bob unless you resist. Do you want to resist?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
Because that's our target, 1. And 2, I don't want more violence. I don't want more death. Death is no good.
Okay. So you see one of these little guys, I say little, they're big, they're in flak armor, it's crazy. You see one of them is leveling a gun down at Jim Bob Marscapone. He's on the ground, like he's face down on the ground. Connie, he like smashes his head to the side and he says, "Help me, help me, help me." And the gun is pointing down at him. What do you do, Emma? Or like, how do you resist this situation? Or I don't know, roll your stress, right? Like you're gonna resist with prowess.
That sucks.
Okay.
4.
2 stress. Where are you at on stress right now?
2.
Okay.
Sick.
Where would you like to send the action?
I want to send it to Tank.
Okay.
After Tank hears, like, the help me, help me, it's like, wait, you got another group after you?
Please help me. They're here to kill me.
I wasn't hired to kill you. I was just asked to rough you up a little bit. Okay. This is outside of my pay grade, so let's go. And I flip his switch back on.
Ooh! Ooh! Okay, all right. Is your intent here to, like, hurt the 2 guys that are near you guys? Or
this isn't something that, like, can be really targeted, right? Like,
yeah, this is going to hurt you and Connie and the 2 guys that are on top of you.
I'm going to give a heads up to Connie before I do it.
Okay. All right. So I think that you guys would know the range on this thing. You would have to duck and roll to, like, get out of its area, which would put you away from Jim Bob. Is that
would
the
you,
move?
Would you need... Maybe I would McTwist away?
Ooh. Yes. Well, you have the... Yeah, I'll give you the bonus dice on that.
Okay.
And then also, I think Enla gave you a bonus dice with the smoke bomb. So I would call that some kind of physical thing. What do you want to argue for here? I'd give it a touch... Or a fight, maybe.
Okay, yeah, I'll do fight, like a combat maneuver
cool.
type situation. Okay, so I get 2 bonus dice?
Yep. For the listeners at home, he's levitating. he has an impish grin.
That is a 6.
Fuck yeah. What's it look like?
There is a 1, though, so I do encourage juice burn.
Incredible.
Yeah. When you roll 4 dice, you know, you're bound to...
Okay, Maddie, please roll for me 1d12.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Oh, it goes to Maddie.
I forgot.
It's Maddie's problem now.
It's a 3.
It's a 3.
Inflicting juice burns upon others.
Okay. You've rolled 3. Disfigurement. Something visually crazy happens to your body. So this can really be whatever you want it to be. And then roll 1d6 for duration.
Okay.
And it should be McTwist related, whatever you choose.
Okay.
Here.
So, okay. Yeah. That's a 5.
That's a 5. Yeah. Incredible. Okay. Oh, so you can think about it if you want,
yeah.
What happens. Yeah.
Field in ideas here. Copper wire, wishbone, ball joint, corkscrew.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to succeed here. This is just deciding what your juice burn is.
Yeah.
I think in his arms, all of the joints turn the other way. So his fingers like bend this way. His hands bend like The wrong way, his elbows bent the wrong way.
Okay.
That seems really punishing. Why did you have to say that?
Well, no, you so still gross. Like you still have very mobile hands. It's just all backwards.
Look, it just looks real bad and probably hurts.
It makes me feel so deeply uncomfortable.
Hey, so one of us here likes body horror.
I do not.
Okay. We don't have to stick to that. That was my pitch. Yeah. What about just like his torso is just twisted like a corkscrew? And just, you know, that's the static.
The top half of you turns 90 degrees.
Mihar is all about body horror right now.
It's a screw.
Like we can roll you another juice burn if you don't want a body horror.
It is also
one.
Like, it's called disfigurement.
Yeah.
So like, going
yeah,
on that.
Yeah.
We,
I guess that's true.
Let's roll another one. Yeah.
Because disfigurement's hard. Let's do a 9.
You cannot be healed by conventional means, only by further juice usage.
Oh.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That plays in.
That's so brutal. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what does it look like? You deploy the flash shield, you get out of there. On a 6, I'll let you. Well, you didn't get a 6. Never mind.
You did get a 6.
Oh, he did. Yeah. Okay.
The one was the juice, like one of the other ones.
You could get Connie out of there too if you want on a perfect success.
I'm going to go for it, yeah.
Okay, what does it look like?
Just like, I'm just doing like backhand springs. Full on gymnast mode, and I'm going to get to Connie, and I guess I can't do gymnast moves with Connie, but...
You could do the crazy thing of doing like a backflip, grabbing me with your feet, and then...
It's like the pro wrestling move, just...
Yeah. Or like, yeah, between the calves.
Incredible, okay... fling backwards, blast shield goes back up, the two Johnny Law people, oh, like they flinch backwards. Cool move. Good stuff. Where do you want to send the action?
I'll send it to Connie.
I think I land okay, right?
This is a
sort of practice move.
On tank success, you just perfectly like flump to the ground just outside of the blast radius.
Mm-hmm.
There's two cringing Johnny Law guys near you, very close, and there's a third one walking up confidently. What do you do?
I think first I want to maybe do two things here. I do realize that they are Johnny Law, and they are scarier than that, because my initial idea was that, oh, they're other muggers, and they're just trying to, like, they have the same mark as us. So I think I'm going to use an item that I have. I'll use one load for a squalor, it's called in regular A-State, but... For me, it's a tape recording of a prophet of the juice from another religious faction, and it emits a horrible, loud, cacophonous sound when it's activated. I throw it into the crowd towards the Johnny Laws,
okay,
trying to get them to be even more distracted.
Do you want to start a clock here of, like, defeat Johnny Law? Like, are we...
I think I'm trying to make our escape even easier.
Okay. So we're going to call this, let's call it a 6 o'clock on escape, right? So if you succeed, this would be some ticks on the escape clock. So you have endless plus one. You have a negative one because these guys are like flak armored up and ready to go. And it's a plus one from the item though. So you get plus one to whatever you're going to roll anyway. Okay. What would you like to roll for this? It sucks there's not really, like, intimidate mechanics. Like, I mean, you're not really, like, commanding them. Maybe I would accept, like, a sneak or a...
I was thinking sneak.
Yeah,
I think
we
are trying to cause a lot of distractions and get their attention elsewhere so we can get away.
Okay. So you have the gun clunky under your poncho, and you have the tape recorder in your pocket, mm-hmm. and you go for the tape recorder. That's cool. We're going to call this Desperate Standard, actually.
Desperate sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fail, but I do level up my prowess with the desperate roll.
Okay. Sorry, we're checking in on clocks. So we have one, we have a 6 o'clock called Escape. We have Johnny Law executes Jim Bob.
Were they unaffected by the pulse shield going off?
I don't think it caused harm on the first round. I think it sustained contact, but like... Yeah.
Like, it knocked us back when Jim Bob activated it.
Okay. You know what? We're going to start a clock called Defeat Johnny Law, and we're going to call that 6 o'clock. So I think, yeah, unless you resist, they are going to shoot Jim Bob. Do you want to resist?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Is it prowess resistance?
Yep.
That's a 5.
Nice. Where are you at with stress?
I was good earlier, so I'm at 4 stress total now.
Okay, cool. So our escape clock is still... I think Enla probably gave you 1, right? With the smoke bomb. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd formally set up a clock yet.
Say okay.
But we have a clock that is at 1 out of 6 right now.
Well, and then I turned on the thing and...
I'll give that another 1. So you're at 2 out of 6 on escape.
Was the only consequence that they were gonna shoot the guy?
Well, I think actually... okay, so the camera cuts across to this big guy with the wing on his face, turns to Lottie, and he's like, What's your story?
Our story? What the... There's a gunfight going on over there. Those are your guys. What?
Why are you here?
I don't have to tell you that.
Pulls out big old Bowie knife. Just sort of has it. Just looking at you. Hasn't moved forward yet. There's a consequence coming your way, unless you would like to resist. He's going to hurt you.
Yeah, I think I want to resist the big Bowie knife.
Okay, all right.
This
is going to be a physical resist, so prowess.
3.
Okay, all right. Increase 3 stress. Where are you at on stress?
I'll be at 5 now. 5 stress.
He has not made a move on you. It's neutral. Where would you like to send the action? This was kind of Connie's failure, but either one of you is welcome to send it somewhere.
I'm going to make this decision. I want Lottie to act because you haven't
acted.
Yeah,
there was something I wanted to do with any turnaround. So I kind of missed my window there. Mm. But he's got a big scary knife, and his two buddies are like not out, but they're like kind of dealing with Jim Bob's machine.
Yes.
This is a rough spot for Lottie. She's going to reply to him. It's like, what are you pointing that at me for? We're clearly after the same guy.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Why don't you roll either charm or command? What's the vibe here?
I think it's charm or persuade.
Sorry. Oh, charm or persuade. Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
If you'll allow charm. But I feel like I'm trying to be... Okay,
yeah.
Trying to get him to think I'm on his side, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is risky standard. But...
2 2s.
How's your magic touch gone, right?
I know.
It has, I guess.
What a day for Natalie's luck to fail us. He looks at you, kind of smiles, and then he is going to stab you in the shoulder. So that is the consequence that is coming your way. You have not ticked escape, and you have not ticked defeat. This was a failure.
That was a resistance roll, right?
Yeah. No.
That was an action.
That was an action, yeah.
Okay. Never
mind. That was me trying to charm him.
Remember, y'all can always do flashbacks and stuff if you want to set up things in the past.
Yeah. And we do have trust, so if like you want to hop in to protect.
Yes, you can actually shuffle off your consequences onto somebody else.
Oh, yeah. What would happen if I did that?
One of us would get stabbed is what would happen.
Yeah, but he's like not near you, so.
It would happen in the universe, you know? Yeah. Like, you can just, like, honestly, you know, Connie has trust with Halberd. You can literally shuffle off consequences onto Halberd, and she will have a bad day somewhere else.
Karmic retribution.
It's so funny to imagine, like, you know, you're trying to avoid being stabbed to death, and Halberd is, like, on a beach and is like, my mimosa. Oh, no. Anyway. Continue.
I'm not doing so great on stress, so I don't know if I should, but harm is also really bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the harm because Lottie's not that physical, so I think I can chance it.
All right. Take a level 1 harm. Stabbed. You have been stabbed. So the way that this works is... when it's happening, it's, like, stupid. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever been mugged or anything. Like, it is the moment of, like, well, this isn't happening to me. What? It's happening really slowly. Oh, my God. Huh. You know, like, it's that sense of just, like, oh, like, he's walking forward. Oh, the knife. Oh, okay. Like, you just look down, and you have been, like, slowly stabbed, and he is just maintaining close eye contact with you. And he just, like, looks at you. He, like, cocks his head. Like, he's, like, waiting to see what you're going to do now that you've been stabbed.
What am I going to do? So, obviously, there's a shriek of pain. So... I do hope that is at least heard by my teammates. I think Lottie's going to realize that she's in danger and just very quickly, like, try to hit a vial of juice.
Okay. That'll be the end of your turn. You are just slapping it down. We can pull on your next turn. Where would you like to send the action?
I want to see what Endless doing after the smoke bomb? That you're still up there, right?
Yeah, no one's done anything.
Shit popped off, man.
Yeah, I think this is the time to decide if you want to fill the defeat Johnny Law clock or if you want to aim for the escape Johnny Law clock, because it's going to be tough to do both.
Have we done anything to try and defeat them?
No.
Inla's heavy in the escape, the Johnny Law category. She's had tangles with them in the past and has zero desire to do this again. She was hunting in a place she wasn't supposed to be hunting. All right, so from Inla's view on top of the roof, looking down on the scene, she's just watched the shield reactivate, knocking the little Johnnies over, and has watched Lottie or get stabbed. I used my one smoke bomb. I am just trying to figure out the best way to get everybody out of there safely. I don't give a shit about Jim Bob anymore. So I'm going to take a flashback to talk about our escape plan in case something goes wrong.
We zoom in on a beautiful corkboard covered with red yarn. Tank is wearing a visor.
All right, so there's an alley near his house that if we get caught in a pinch, we cut through the alley and there's a sewer grate we can disappear down to.
Ooh.
Okay. And to have the smoke bombs. So I can use that to kind of as our cover, right? But I mean, how what if we're like all engaged in other, what happens if you guys are distracted? We're not together.
So is your flashback to create a sewer grate nearby or like?
I guess that's a question. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was to create a plan to get escape.
I think that you can make something exist. I think you can say like, there is a grate where I want one to be, you know?
Okay.
We need some way to disappear really easily.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just can just stop at the sewer grate.
So, Enla, you are creating a sewer grate. Where is it?
In relation to where we are right now? So in terms of where the sewer grate is in relation, based off the maps that we had with Tank to our current position, it's actually right underneath Connie. So we need to make sure that we all kind of converge on Connie. So I have... The signal has been met, so Inla's going to do her best to get to that sewer grate as fast as possible.
Cool. Okay. So I would roll a sneak or a touch or a fight if you wanted to confront, but it sounds like sneak or touch to me.
Yeah.
And try to get in position to get out of there.
Yeah, because I'm still on the roof. So yeah. I'm going to say touch just so that I can get down off of the roof and get over to the sewer.
I'm going to call this desperate standard because you're going towards a fight.
Well, you know, it's a one, so that's a great reason. That's a great way.
This is absolutely crazy.
This has been the worst luck.
One from sixes.
You've rolled like four ones today,
yes.
Right?
You need to get rid of all your dice.
You gave them to me.
No!
You've given me these cursed dice.
I think one of these little Johnnies is going to swing the baseball bat on you and you're going to take harm from it unless you roll to resist.
I would like to resist getting harmed, yes.
Okay, yeah. So this is going to be prowess roll. Prowess resist.
Still not great, but we'll work with it. It's a two this time.
We're rolling so bad today.
Except for when we're rolling really good.
Yeah. I feel like I'm rolling really bad today.
It's beautiful. Where are you at with stress?
I got two.
And you just got four more.
I just got four, so six total.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, and like, you hop down lithe and easy and do a cool combat roll right into one of these dudes, like swings the baseball bat right over your head. Cool dynamic shot. We spent a lot of money. The stuntman was injured, but it's okay. He was injured in real life. He's fine. We paid his insurance payout. Where would you like to send the action, Enla? Also, you rolled a one. You did not succeed. Yeah, you're just sort of in the fray. You're just like in the mix.
So I was still harmed, though, yes? So is that...
No, like, you resisted. Oh, yeah. Right, okay. So you have no resistance. It's just that I think you're in a worse position now, I would say. Okay. Where would you like to send the action?
I want to send it to Connie.
Connie, you're still kind of on the ground. You're near the blast shield. Tank threw you with his powerful calves and thighs.
I'm right by the this sewage grate.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to lift it open, but it's time to even the playing field. I pull out the gun and, and point it at them and, oh gosh, what do I want to say? Our fight's not with you, Johnny. Let us go.
Fuck yeah. Okay, so you're not actually rolling for combat here. This is a, like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah. Like a command.
Yeah.
Command or persuade, I think that's more command. There's going to be a bad gunfight here. None of us want that to happen. Come on now.
Okay. We're going to call it Desperate Standard.
Do I get a plus one because I'm pulling out a gun?
Actually, oh, you're right. It should be Desperate Limited because reward is lowered when there's a gun in play.
Oh my god.
So you made it worse. Yeah.
You just brought a gun to a gunfight and now it's worse. So, good job rule lawyering. Unless you wanted to go bigger, which you could push yourself, take stress, and...
Did you ever use your plus one from the smoke bomb?
I think I did.
I think the only people who still have it are Enla and Lottie. Yeah.
I think I'm 100% gonna push myself.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah.
Pushing myself, too stressed to take another dice.
Thank God.
That is a six.
The other was a one.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
That could have
okay.
been so bad.
Okay. Damn, perfect success. Okay, so your goal was to get everyone to freeze, right?
Yeah, I want them to stop moving and reconsider their actions and let my team scramble out of there.
Okay, all right, so are we... With your success, I'm going to let you tick two on escape if you want. Okay, so everyone, you pull out the gun. I think you do the cool guy one-handed rack, like the... You know? Looks good. Looks great. Your juice burn is shining in the twilight. You're like, fuck, yeah. All right, looks good. You see the big guy turn away from Lottie. He leaves the knife in your shoulder. Like, he doesn't even pull it out. He just, like, lets it go. Looks over, cocks his head, pulls up one fist, and everyone stills. Jim Bob coughs, and he stands up. He is wobbly on his feet. His shield is still going. You are ticking two on escape Johnny Law, so now we are at 4 out of 6, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Fraught situation, cool move. Where do you want to send the action?
Tank.
Yeah, so Tank tried to help Jim Bob the best he could, but like at this point, it's either... escape or defeat Johnny Law. Like, we can't save Jim Bob without killing these three Johnny Law people. So,
these three Johnnies. Literally their title.
Yeah. So I think Tank is going to make a break for the sewer grate. Like, there's not much else he can do.
Okay. Would you consider this a touch roll to, like, lithely flip and flop your way? Just had a terrible image of you sliding like a greasy hot dog just to, like...
I mean, there is... One of the verbs of the McTwist is sliding.
Okay.
So, yeah, I will slide on the ground.
You just hit the deck like a fucking penguin and just... please give me a roll with your plus one for the juice, and it's going to be a touch roll. All
right.
We're going to call this risky standard also.
Touch is such a weird description for, like, dexterity.
Yeah.
When it's...
It's like this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I touch the ground with my body when I slide like a penguin. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a six.
Perfect. Okay. So
like a putt on a putting green, just right into the hole.
Hole in one.
Okay, I think on this second, on a six, something, you get a little something extra.
Ooh.
Which is, you're still up close with Jim Bob, and I think with your perfect success earlier, the concussive shield is still going off, and it's not really affecting you. Like, the fire inside you was hotter than the fire around you. And so you're close enough to Jim Bob that you feel his hand moving in your clothes, and he puts something in your pocket. That's what happens, and then you are away. And so you just, we are going to tick one on escape Johnny Law. I think if you want, you can be out. You can be fully in the grate. Like, on a six, you can choose whether you want to just, you know. I think when you go down, you're going to be down. You're not going to be like,
yeah.
Oh, I pop back up, you know.
It's like a, not like a ladder down. It's like a chute.
This is a drop. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So with a six, you can choose if you want to drop or not, or you can just be like positioned at the spot.
I don't want to abandon everyone, but someone's got to be the first one to go down.
It's true.
I'll say just out loud, seeing you abandon Jim Bob, like it's sort of telling to all of us, like, he's a lost cause. We're out of here.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to go in.
Like if it wasn't a lost cause, it would be once we realize that Tank's not helping anymore. So.
All right. I think you just zoom right down the hole. Hit pretty hard. You're McTwisting, so it's cool. So
yeah.
Boom, you get a cool 3-point landing, Black Widow style. Where do you send the action?
I'll send it to Lottie.
All right. Lottie, okay. Knife in your shoulder. Big guy's not looking at you anymore, though.
What do their masks look like?
I think the other two, big guy has like the little nose mask, but I completely forgot that was a Dune thing. Whatever.
Like hoses and stuff?
The other two have full on, like, you know, like a SWAT uniform where it's like a helmet and a thing on it. So they're pretty self-contained, like head units.
Okay. I think I know what I want to do because he's kind of like between me and them. I have to get past him somehow, but his back's turned. So I kind of want to go for his, like, I have a big knife now. I want to go for those tubes in his mask and stuff. Kind of like cripple him on my way past
him. Holy shit. Yeah.
Also, I hit the juice when he stabbed me, so I still need that.
Yup. Okay. So you're going to get your plus one.
Fourth of meat, houndstooth. The verbs are running, relaxing, and interweaving. And the grist is a ratchet wrench, intercourse, subway tile, and gloves.
This rules. The juice deck always fucking hits.
Okay. The juice deck, baby!
The juice deck! We love it! Okay. So you're going to get a plus one, and please, you know, use the juice as you see fit. I think that you see, like, he's got that little tubing, and it goes all the way around the back of his head.
Would this be, like, touch?
I would accept touch. I would accept touch or fight, and on a success, I would let you, like, hit him and then run for it, you know? So whatever you want to go for.
Those are both the same, so it doesn't really matter. I also want to use my bonus from Enla.
Okay, absolutely.
So I think I have, it would be two take the lower, and now I think it's two take the higher. Because I have juice and Enla, right?
Cool, yeah.
So, Five.
Okay. All right. What does it look like when this works?
As soon as, like, he turns, that's when, like, the effect of the juice starts to hit. And Lottie's just kind of, like, thrumming a little bit. Like if you look at her, she's, like, a little bit hazy. She's, like, shaky. And she kind of just, like, yanks the knife that she got stabbed with out of her, like, and as she, like, runs past him, she just kind of, like, does a quick flick of it across those tubes and says, enjoy the glitter, and then keeps running past.
Ooh, okay. I think that you inflict a level one harm on him, and he doubles over. He's coughing immediately, and you just scoot past. Are you going to just head for the hole? You're going all the way? Or?
Yeah, if I'm allowed.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to say that your consequence will be that you just fall down a fucking hole and take one level of damage on the bottom, so unless you want to resist.
I already have one harm. I should probably resist that.
Okay, fair. This is prowess. Resist.
It's not great. I think I just got
traumatized.
Yeah.
Can I share some of that?
Oh, you can. It's going to be
share some of that. Yeah.
Five, is it? Because I got one.
Five total. Huh?
I can take two.
I can take three and be okay.
Okay.
Oh my god. This is really beautiful because what happens is that Tank has his cool 3-point landing and then Lottie lands on it. As if you'd done it 100 times. Just incredible. Okay. Perfect. What do you say to each other? You just land in Tank's arms.
Actually, no, it probably is just like bowl me over, right? Because we both take some trauma.
Yeah, I feel like.
Well, you don't take the trauma, but yeah, I mean, you don't
stress.
Take the
or stress.
You Sorry. Take the stress of having your cool landing That's completely right. ruined by me.
Incredible.
Like for the camera, not even a second passes. 3-point landing, bam.
It's like you do a pro wrestling backbreaker on it. Yeah.
All right. We're just both like groaning in pain, like picking ourselves up off the ground.
All right. Where would you like to send the action?
Probably Enla.
Okay. I am still out, haven't gone down yet. Mm. My thought is that I will be the last one just because I like to make sure everybody's okay before I go down. Mm. But my goal is to grab something from the Johnny Law some piece of their armor to use as part of my armor. So I'm going to the closest one. I want to use touch to try to snap some piece of metal or off of their uniform before I run down and hide inside the
scrounge. Closest to you is baseball bat guy.
All right, give me baseball bat.
You're going to get a negative one because he has a baseball bat on you.
But I'm going to use my extra dice that I have to accomplish this.
Beautiful.
Okay, I got a 3.
Jeez.
Hey, it's the best I've rolled today.
You're going to get a harm unless you resist. Can you field that or no?
I won't resist this.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, so you reach out, you see, like, so tantalizing. There's, like, this little shoulder pauldron on this guy, and it looks like you could just unclip it, and then you would have it, and it would be yours. And what happens instead is that you are bonked with a baseball bat. It wasn't, like, a full-force baseball swing, but it's, like, knocks you pretty good. You're going to take a level 1 harm. That is going to be bonked.
He just has it on his shoulder, and he, like, turns one way and just accidentally smacks Edla in the face.
Incredible. Okay. Yep. You got a harm. Status effect bonked. Where would you like to send the action?
I'll send it over to Connie.
Connie, you're holding a gun. The bald guy is looking at you, head cocked. Endless just been lightly bonked. Your friends are disappearing down a hole. What do you do? Jim Bob looks at you with panic in his eyes. That sits with you. You're like, mm-hmm. When I leave, he will die.
Yeah. I think we make eye contact and I look at him regretfully. Mm. I gotta save my own people. I try to get us both down the grate and maybe look for a way to lock the grate in place so we can't be followed. Like, at the same time, like, the gesture of looking at Jim Bob, I'm sort of showing Johnny Law, like, we don't want to fight you.
Yeah.
But,
So what do you want to roll? I will accept pretty much damn near anything for this. Like, it doesn't have to be touch. What do you want to roll to get Enla out of there?
Okay, so my thinking is getting Enla out and sealing our exit. I kind of want to do a group action.
Ooh, okay.
But I don't know with who. And I imagine this is a thing we also planned, but we don't need to flashback. It's just part of the escape plan, part of the previously discussed escape plan. So I'll open it up to the group for, like, blocking off our escape. Do we, like, destroy something? Do we just, like, seal the grate? Do we, what do we do? Do we set up a trap at the bottom?
I like that one.
Ooh, that's cool. Okay. Yeah.
Up for debate. But maybe we put some type of flora or on the bottom that, like, if anybody touches it or, like, fall, like, there's, like, a big loud noise or some sort of explosion.
Or what about, like, if there is, like a big door,
like a lockable door,
yeah, like slides over to block for, like, if,
like,
there's
diverting,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think that's gonna have to be a flashback, like, that's gonna cost you something for that to exist,
okay,
you know.
So, building upon the previous flashback, I think a couple of us, whoever wants to be in the scene, scout out these tunnels and we discover a way to do this thing. Can we do a group flashback roll? I'll take the stress for the flashback.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Yeah.
Find?
Sure. Ooh, yes. Okay. And Enla, I think you have a bonus on that. You have a plus one when you're in new territory.
Yes,
so,
I do.
Hell yeah.
I would accept that for sure.
Okay, wait, yeah. Who's on the scouting expedition?
I am, for sure.
We're basically just scouting out the building on the previous flashback, scouting out the sewage tunnels.
Okay, so you're taking the stress for the flashback and for the group action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be there.
I am not.
I think you guys are max, right?
I have one find. I can't take stress, but I don't think I would, right?
Wouldn't take stress.
Yeah.
It would all be me.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. In the middle of all this carnage and chaos, we just flash back to a happier night, the night previous, when y'all were just bumping around and just having a great time in the fucking tunnels. You see a fox fingers just... They make, like, little yips. They're, like, a little bit bioluminescent. It's running down a tunnel in front of you. Lottie, it's really beautiful. It's nice.
Would you say it's green-capped?
I would, in fact, accept green. Oh, I mean, there's so little green here. Fuck it. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there's stuff growing in the sewers. Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that means we get a plus one, doesn't it?
Hell yeah.
Is
okay.
Another plus one?
Mm-hmm. Give me this big juicy roll. Why not?
Okay. So I think just to set the scene a little bit, while we're walking down there, because this was the time before when we just thought this was a quick little, like, grab him by the collar, shake him down, and leave. Like, I don't even know why we need to plan this much. I mean, escape routes and everything. Like, I get that the middle ships are a little more dangerous, but...
But we're also dealing with a federal, like, a person who works for Helica Federal. Like, that just makes me nervous.
Hopefully his bodyguards will just want to protect him and not try to chase down any assassins.
His bodyguards?
I assume he has a couple.
See, this is why we plan.
Give me that roll.
Oh my god, guys. I got a six.
That's a crit.
We crit with our perk. Awesome.
Yes. Okay. How would you like to spend your crit?
Okay, so we are looking for an exit, like, while having these discussions. Again, thinking that this is going to be a fun little outing. Not a fun little outing, because I did buy a gun for this. But, like, thinking this is going to be an easy job. And we come across, like, just a little bit away from discovering this big sewage grate. There is a giant lever on the wall that when we pull it, it moves like a floodgate, pretty much. Just it makes it impossible. Like, it can only be controlled from the opposite side.
Yep.
So that it completely blocks off the path. You'd have to find another sewer grate to get down to where we are.
Perfect. Okay. So all of you, you're grabbing Enla. Like, what does it look like when you get out of this situation?
Yeah, I think it is, again, very fraught, very tense. My hand is shaking with my gun, even though I try not to make that very known. And just, like, do the standoff thing of just, like, sort of helping her up a little bit. Oh. And then, like, just walking back and then, whoop!
And so the two of you slam down into the hole. I'm not going to make you take harm on impact. Like, it was a perfect crit. You hit the lever, and then you are running. You are running. Your feet are splashing. It smells so bad. You have masks on. You are hurting. A lot of your shoulder is bleeding. Overhead, you hear impacts. You hear crying out. You hear one gunshot. And you are running, and you are still running, and you are sweat in your eyes, blood in your ears, sprinting into the dark.
You're listening to a Hypergallant production. If you like what you heard, leave us a rate and review. Check out our website at hypergallant.com. Thank you to The Drin, The Serfs, Crime of Passing, Perverts Again, and our own Rabbit Sullivan for the use of their music. Thank you to Morgan Davey, Malcolm Craig, and Gregor Hutton for use of their game, Aston.
Slauncha baby. Hit him with a slauncha baby. Yeah.